That was nice. No, no. Good evening. I call to order this March 12th City Council meeting. I am Kevin Willis, I'm the City Council President, and I'm pleased you have joined us. Mayor Rump and City Administrator Green are in Washington, D.C. lobbying for our city. That's why she's not here today. This is a public meeting, and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and will do everything I can to make sure your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to talk on, please go outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand, and I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others may have the opportunity to also speak. Please direct your remarks to me, the rest of the council members, or city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits. We'll begin with a roll call of the members.
Here. Olson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandholt?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Highfield?
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Agenda item number 5, consider resolution number 2024-25, awarding a bid for the 2024 Blair Swimming Pool Painting Project. Mr. Barrow.
Good evening, Mr. President, Council. This evening we have before you three bids to do some work that we do about every 3 years as part of the ongoing maintenance of the Blair Pool. Generally, what we do is we'll have our staff power wash the pool, both the pool itself, the bathhouse, bathhouse floors, and then we'll have a painting specialist come in. They will sandblast the surfaces and then repaint them. This is the time for us to do this work now. We received three bids for that. Western Specialties came in at $116,354. W.S. Bunch came in at $90,615, and Pearson's Painting came in at $39,500. After reviewing the bids, they all describe similar work and same materials. These are the bids that are before you, and just like to get forward with this work and get the pool ready for this summer.
Sir? How much were the bids 3 years ago? Do you recall, or were they this big of a spread?
I don't have that information from me. I know that one of the bidders is local and really wanted to do the work.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Pearson's who did it last time, correct?
That's correct.
So they have a pretty good idea what it's going to take. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they have done
probably disappointed with their bid a little bit after seeing the other two.
And in his bid, he does have sandblasting like the
correct.
Other ones and stuff. The painters are
correct.
Responsible
that
for the
correct.
Sandblasting. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll move to receive and place on file the bids for the 2024 Swimming Pool Painting Project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to place the bids on file.
Introduce resolution 2024-25.
Resolution number 2024-25 was introduced by Councilmember Anderson, awarding the low bid to Pearson's Painting in the amount of $39,500 for the 2024 Blair Swimming Pool Painting Project.
Motion to adopt Resolution 2024-2025 as presented.
Second.
All council members present voting aye.
The resolution has been adopted. Agenda item number 6, consider resolution number 2024-26, authorizing Mayor Rump to sign the Environmental Services Agreement between the City of Blair and SRF Consulting Group Incorporated for the River Road Connector Trail. Mr. Heaton.
Thank you, Council President and Council. So resolution 2024-26 essentially authorizes the mayor to sign the agreement to conduct the environmental study on the River Road Connector Trail. It's a very similar agreement to what was approved 2 weeks ago for the North Bypass environmental study. Just giving your blessing for her to sign that so we can move forward with that study, which is part of the overall process and part of the requirements for the funding.
CJ, it doesn't list a cost on here anywhere.
I'm not sure of the cost on that of the study.
So I guess dumb question, is this committing us to pay for whatever it costs or just to...
Just for the study itself, not for the entire project or anything.
No, this but again, I still don't like to vote yes on something if it's $2,000 or $50,000, right? Without
correct.
The number being there.
Was that brought up in the Transportation Committee?
No.
No. Not the cost. My apologies. I have that in front of me tonight.
It says it's maybe an Appendix B. Let me see if I can...
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought I saw it.
Right. Because that's part of the 80-20 split, because they're going to pay 80, whatever they
do. And just future, CJ, we always like to know how much the stuff costs for us and overall. Project cost $11,114, to which the Blair is responsible for 20%.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. The Transportation Committee did meet on this, other than asking that question. We felt that in order to move along with the project, it was that we need to go ahead and approve this. So with that, I would introduce resolution number 2024-26.
Resolution number 2024-26 was introduced by Councilmember Sandvold, authorizing Mayor Rump to sign the Environmental Services Agreement between the City of Blair and SRF Consulting Group, Inc. for the River Road Connector Trail.
I would make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-26 as presented.
Second.
Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
The resolution has been adopted. Agenda item number 7, consider resolution 2024-27, designating Steve Parr, JEO Consulting Group, as the city's street superintendent. Mr. Heaton.
Thank you. This is resolution 2024-27 will designate Steve Parr for JEO as our city street superintendent. The state requires, to an extent, that each city has a certified street superintendent in order to receive their incentive payment as part of their highway allocation funds. The city's payment every year that we have a certified superintendent is $6,000. This year, since Al left, the city's been without one. And so when I came on board, I'm not certified yet to be a street superintendent, so I In the past, I've worked with Steve in my previous position in UTAN. He was our street superintendent up there and did a really good job for us. And what JEO typically does is their fee for providing these services is just the incentive payment that the city gets. So it's kind of a wash, if you will, to the cities. This year being a little different, since we're doing this in March, we're going to receive a prorated payment from the state of $4,500, and JEO's agreed to do their services for $5,000. Lowell and I have already met Steve and some of the guys on what he can help us out with coming on. Number one, he's going to spend some time with Lowell and drive the streets and help identify problem areas or things that he thinks need fixed right away. He's also going to help review our lane mile report and get that properly submitted, and then he'll help over the summer to develop our 1 in 6 year plan and get that submitted on time to the state. And that'll happen later this, you know, this summer when we get to budget time. So I open to any questions or anything you guys have about that.
How long is this designation good for? Is he considered the street superintendent?
It'll be through the remainder of this calendar year. And then by at that time, there are classes I can take between now and this fall. And if everything goes well, I'll be certified by the end of the year.
Transportation Committee?
We met on this also. It's kind of a stopgap. We have a couple of people that are be taking classes, and in the future we won't have to do this, but this year, in order to receive the state funds, we have to have a superintendent of the streets, and with the addition of the funds from the state and only costing us approximately $500 for this, the remainder of the year, we recommend that we move forward with this. Any other questions? With that, I will introduce resolution 2024-27.
Resolution number 2024-27 was introduced by Councilmember Sandoval, designated CPAR JEO Consulting Group as the city's street superintendent.
I would make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-27 as presented.
Second on that. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can. I can do that.
All council members present voting aye.
One to eight. Consider resolution number 2024-28 approving plans and specifications and authorization to go out for bid for crack sealing on Highway 30 East. Mr. Heaton.
Thank you. So before you is a authorization to go out for bid on crack sealing and gap filling along Highway 30 from 12th Street out to the Missouri River Bridge. You can see on the slide, that's the section of road we're talking about. And I met with the Transportation Committee earlier this evening. We kind of went over this. What we've asked JEO to do to break this project up into several segments so that the council can have their pick on which bid alternate that we ultimately would like to do, if any of them. What we're looking at is breaking this up into three segments, the first being from 14th to the viaduct, the second is the viaduct to First Street, and then the last section is First Street to the River Bridge, which that segment is probably in the worst shape in the staff's opinion. And then we've also had an entire alternate that would encompass just crack sealing on the whole project. And so that kind of breaks that up into, you know, different chunks that we can pick and choose which we want to do. And I bring that up because this project will come out of the money that was budgeted for the traditional mill and overlay that the city does every year. So typically, about 20 blocks or about $400,000 worth of mill and overlay every year. This project came out after the budget was set, and that's why we have to take that money from somewhere. So the more we spend here, that'll be less that we can do for mill and overlay. So that'll be something when we get these bids back at the first meeting in April that we can have that discussion then.
In less than 5 minutes, it'll be a record.
And Lowell and Mark have identified 20 blocks already that are in mill and overlay. So it'll be something we'll have to look at once we get the actual bids back.
So when we do that, will we, just like you have this kind of here, what our options are, we'd know the streets and be able to take a look at those and see what our options are there?
Our estimate is about $30,000 to mill and overlay a block. So we'll just have to weigh that out of which thing we want to tackle first. And I mentioned to the Transportation Committee going forward that Lowell and I did attend the asphalt conference a couple weeks back and came up with some, hopefully some alternatives going forward that we can increase the life of our roads before we have to do that entire mill and overlay.
So can you explain what the, you got segment 1, 2, and 3, and then you got alternate D. So 1, yes. 2, and 3, that's more than just seal cracking, correct?
Correct. That is for the, there's the crack sealing, and then I apologize, I didn't explain this. The larger holes and the potholes, the big gaps, will be filled with a mastic product that's kind of a synthetic. It holds up better than the typical coal patch that the guys put in. Once it sets up, it's hard. It's not going anywhere. It's got a little bit of grit to it also, so it's got some aggregate in it, but it sets up. It's not going anywhere.
So then that's what you're going to do with 1, 2, and 3, right?
Correct.
And then if we do D, you're just going to fill the cracks
it's
like
just
we always do.
The tar ceiling.
And we're right back to where we were.
Correct. We just wanted to have some options in there built into this. To note that we have talked to the state, and it's my understanding that they have been pushing down the road a project to resurface this road. We don't know the extent of what they want to do. Right now they're telling me it's possible that it'll be done in 29, but that might get kicked down the road again. So this would be a kind of a stop gap to get us to that point.
How long does that mastic last?
I don't know the full life on it. I know that they've done some test patches here over the last year or so, and it hasn't budged at all. Where a coal patch, they can be out doing the same hole 6 times a year.
Transportation Committee?
We did meet on this, and we appreciate the options to do different segments if that's what we come to, and having different ways that we can address the issue. And so we felt it was good to move forward with this. And I would introduce resolution number 2024-28.
Resolution number 2024-28 was introduced by Councilmember Ferrari, approving plans and specifications and authorizing the go out bid for crack sealing on Highway 30 East.
I'd make a motion to adopt resolution number 2024-28 as presented.
Second.
Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
CJ, would you follow up with the guys that are pulling the plans here? I mean, it's fairly confusing to me to look at what alternate A and the crack sealing versus the whole project versus not doing the wide cracks. I just want to make sure we get back clean bids so they all understand what the different alternates are.
Good point. Agenda item number 9. Consider resolution number 2024-29 approving an agreement with JEO Engineering to design the traffic control signal on Highway 75 and Blair South Bypass, 10th Street. Mr. Heaton.
Thank you. So the last thing before you tonight is a authorization to allow JEO to do a design on the traffic signals where the bypass will meet Highway 75. That was not originally part of the scope of the bypass work, and currently the state of Nebraska does not feel that those lights are justified or warranted. And so we had to get a special, I guess, permission to go move forward with what we're doing. But they are going to allow us to do the design and construct everything except putting the mast arms on with the lights until their traffic study deems that they're needed. So that's what's before you tonight, is to have JEO do that design process so that we can start, get the design going, get the construction going, get the parts ordered. We'll order everything, have the stuff that we can't install will be stored until it's ready to go. And then as soon as we get the green light, we'll throw them up. So that design, like I said, is $75,000, and then I also did get an email back yesterday that when the city originally applied for their build grant to help pay for the highway, my understanding is that the actual project came in less than what that grant was for. And I think at the time Rod and maybe Al had asked, could we still get that extra funds to use for contingencies? And at the time that was a no. It sounds like that we will be able to get that extra money after all. So I'll double check and things right now, but if it all holds out, we'll have close to $2 million that we can use to help offset some of these extra costs.
And what about the light on 30 in the South Bypass?
Yeah, the light on Highway 30 in the South Bypass is part of the project that will be going in. And that's part of what they're doing out there right now. If you notice, the road is closed off. It's to put that turn lane in, but they're doing some sewer work, some storm drainage work, and then the foundations for the lights are going in also.
Transportation Committee?
Yes, we did meet on this. And I think they're much needed there on Highway 75 South, but the state didn't agree. So with that, though, with the extra money coming in, we need to put that on. So,
well, it'll save a year to two when they finally do say yes.
Well, yeah, thinking they need the warrants. At least we're going to have everything up with the mast and the lights. So at least it won't take long for the rest of the year. Yeah.
Do we know what it takes for them to finally approve to turn them on?
Well, CJ let us know in our meeting that they're going to do another study in April, and so it could be that we'll get approval to do it in April. Not guaranteeing, but they look at traffic in the area.
Okay, so they haven't said no, but just not.
It's a combination of traffic and accidents and all.
Right.
Everything is kind of like the road.
Warrants a signal, right? We don't have enough warrants right now.
Bringing out the traffic.
With that, I'll introduce resolution number 2024-29.
Resolution number 2024-29 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, approving an agreement with the JEO engineer to design a traffic control signal on Highway 75 and Blair South Bypass 10th Street.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-29 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Please register your vote.
Kevin, is now the time that you tell the high school students that this doesn't count as their meeting because the mayor's not present?
You just did for me. Thank you. Sorry. Ah, we're kidding. All right. Thank you. Resolution adopted. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
We don't have an assistant city administrator's report?
Nope.
We don't have enough time for an amateur hour.
Motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
This one might be the shortest meeting I've ever been at.
You're welcome.
That's one. Bye.
Friends, you picked a good one.
Missed it by 4 minutes.
We spent 30 minutes.
We have 19 minutes.
Awesome. Meeting's adjourned.